guiding your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. And I believe I've got a guest today for a short time here. Gene, is it Caffarel? Is he called in? Gene, are you with me? Okay. All right. We'll see. He's supposed to call in. Just let me know if he does that. And meanwhile, there's been some undersea cables that have been cut. Four undersea cables cut. So Iran is in a total internet blackout, along with Egypt and some other countries in the Middle East. It spurring a few geopolitical suspicions. And that it's a possibility some big event could be just around the corner. Unprecedented mass internet outages throughout the Middle East and Asia after no less than four undersea internet cables were cut without explanation. The internet blackouts are impacting large tracts of Asia, the Middle East, North Africa, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, Pakistan, and India are all experiencing severe problems. According to internettraffic.com, Iran has been completely cut off from the internet. And most notably, Israel and Iraq are unaffected by the outage. Stephen Beckett, an analyst with Telegeography, a research company that consults on global internet issues, said the damaged cables collectively account for the majority of the international communications between Europe and the Middle East. That from CNN. Officials say the cause behind the severing of the cables remains unknown, but United Arab Emirates, second largest telecom company, said the cables were cut due to ships dragging their anchors. Is this a precursor to throw a veil over an imminent staged event in the Middle East? Stay tuned. We'll see. Maybe we got some surprises there as in addition to the Super Bowl.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back here, and I've got Gene Caffarelli on. Is it Caffarel or Caffarelli?
It's Caffarelli Clay, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Gene. You're with the Minutemen. What do you what function do you play in the Minutemen operations?
Well, I'm the state director for the state of Arizona for the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. There's several groups called the Minutemen, but we're by far the largest.
I see. Mm-hmm. And do you work with Chris Simcox? And,
yes, I'm part of Chris Simcox's operation, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had the pleasure of meeting Phyllis the other day at an event there in Phoenix.
Lovely lady.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. And I understand that Chris and probably Phyllis and Al are all out of state right now.
Yes, they're attending our national conference in Kansas City, and Chris is there, Carmen, Al. I'm not sure if Phyllis went or not. She might have. And I believe they'll be back sometime in a day or so.
All right. Now, you wanted to talk, and you don't have a lot of time with me to spend, so I'll just kind of cut to the chase. John McCain has someone working for him by the name of Juan Hernandez.
That is correct, or at least that is what the statement said. Mm-hmm.
And I've got a video here of somebody being asked about him. Why is he with him? Because Juan Hernandez is kind of pro-Mexico and pro-illegal immigrant, isn't he?
Yes. You know, he worked in the administration of former President Fox in Mexico. And his job essentially was what I'll call outreach to the Hispanic community outside of Mexico, and essentially most of that is in the United States. He now is on John McCain's staff. I don't know if it's a merely symbolic thing, as often happens during times of, in election years, or if it's a policy thing. But if it's a policy thing, then it's troublesome, Clay, because when he worked for the government of Mexico, President Fox, he made a number of statements that I would characterize as essentially open borders. And beyond that, when he made statements such as, I want every third generation Mexican-American to think of Mexico first, I want every seventh generation, I think I'm quoting him correctly, Mexican-American to think of Mexico first, that's not the melting pot concept. So to start off with, that's troublesome. But what makes this really troublesome is that Senator McCain knows, I know he's been asked about this, that this is an issue. Just what role is Mr. Hernandez going to play in formulating policy? Does he have any role? How comes what he is saying, or what Mr. Hernandez has said in the past, is so antithetical to Senator McCain's apparent new position on illegal immigration? And the reason I think we're not hearing much from the McCain camp is that tomorrow is, if you will, Super Tuesday, elections in a lot of states, and a clarification of this would be helpful, but it might be damaging to the McCain campaign. So essentially, everybody's being very quiet about it. But Mr. Hernandez is certainly has the privilege of having his opinions, but my goodness, they really represent a point of view that's much, much different from the Minutemen.
It seems to me that the only presidential candidate up there that wants to support what the Minutemen are doing, that wants to close our borders down, is Ron Paul.
Well, it started out, I would have said earlier that Fred Thompson seemed to be pretty good on illegal immigration. Among the candidates still out there, Paul and Romney have made some statements that are, well, they're useful, I think, and would probably fall into the control the flow first and then worry about enforcing the law, and then we'll see what the problem is and what we have to do about it. So those two, I think, would, I mean, I don't endorse candidates and the Minutemen don't, but those two probably are saying things that we're more comfortable with, well, that I'm more comfortable with, let me be precise, than some of the other candidates out there.
Yeah, the only thing about Mitt Romney is that he is one of the super millionaires in America, and Ron Paul seems to be more for the people to me. But
it's awful nice to vote for a candidate or to be able to vote for a candidate that looks like you. And I'm solidly from the middle class, a long shot from being a millionaire. So I relate to average guys who are trying to run for office and who represents what I'll call the middle class. Certainly Romney is extremely wealthy, probably partly from inheritance because his father was president of American Motors, but also he's been successful in business. So clearly he seems to have enough money to fund his own campaign, which is, a luxury.
Let me ask you about the press. You know, last year, I guess, President Bush and the press were pointing a finger at the Minutemen, calling them vigilantes.
Yes.
Why, I believe what you're doing and the whole Minutemen movement across the country is doing the right thing. They're trying to protect our borders. We've got 30 million illegals in this country. They're responsible for about 50,000 murders in America.
Yes, that's right.
They've killed more Americans than Iraqis.
That is correct.
Why does the press not support you more?
Well, you know, let's talk about the names we're called, and let's go back to Gandhi.
Okay, I get called a racist a lot. It seems like if you say in public, you know, there's 30 million illegal aliens in this country, they don't have any business being here, and or you you know, then suddenly you're a racist.
That is correct. Well, you see, Clay, it's an attempt to move the debate from rational grounds. Gandhi said, when he was talking about freeing India from the empire, the British Empire, that first of all they ignore us, then they ridicule us, then they fight us, and then we win. Now, the Minutemen are past the point where people are ignoring us. They are either ridiculing us or fighting us, but mostly ridiculing yet. So we are racists. We are nativists. I have been called a restrictionist. That's a new word. I looked it up. It doesn't exist, but it does now. And
isolationist is one of their favorites too.
What is it?
Isolationist.
That's right. That's right. Yes. And so they can't take us on economic grounds. I don't think they can take us on in demographic grounds such as crime and so forth. So they attack the people. And the easiest way to attack us is directly by calling us racist, or indirectly by having meetings about hate groups, in which we may not be mentioned, but I guess we are one of the hate groups that happened in Kansas City recently. And you're caught in a trap if you're a Minuteman. You either ignore them, and then that makes it sound like they're telling the truth, or you spend time countering it, and they deflect you from your real task of informing the public about illegal immigration and trying to shape events that help this nation. This is a very difficult time for the middle class. I don't know how you feel about Lou Dobbs, but I watch him occasionally, and I think he is on to something very interesting. Stepping back a second, Clay.
He is doing a pretty good job, with the exception of kind of ignoring Ron Paul, which seems to be a CNN policy.
Well, Ron Paul, and you know, it's amazing how easy it is to ignore Ron Paul. I mean, I don't quite understand it, because he seems to be a very respectable, thoughtful person, but he gets very, very little press. And of course, he doesn't fit into the mold of the major media. So I'm not terribly surprised about that. You know, lurking in the background is something that I call big greed here. Big greed finds illegal immigration very helpful, whether on one side of the aisle to garner more votes, which then can lead to more power, or on the other side of the aisle to garner more profit. And these are powerful forces that we're fighting. And these forces, of course, have access to the media. Well, first of all, they've been around for a long time, so they have all the connections. They have money. They have the power. They have the structure. They have the processes and so forth. And so the media, in a sense, responds to them. And in many cases, I think the media is a little bit lazy and doesn't look beyond what is the most recent press release and so forth.
Rupert Murdoch admitted that he pretty much controlled what his press reported on.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense, too, because he has a business investment. He has a positioning for his press that he wants in the marketplace. And if they deviate from that positioning and that policy, well, then it probably weakens his equity position, or it weakens their marketplace position, certainly. So I'm not surprised that Rupert Murdoch or Pinch Sulzberger have a lot of effect on what's going on in what is said in their media.
Well, the Rothschild family bought Reuters News in the 1900s.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. It's in the history of the Rothschilds. They've
right?
also assassinated or assisted in the assassination of any president that tried to go against the Federal Reserve System. And that's what we worry about with Ron Paul, because, like Kennedy, he would like to close the Federal Reserve System, a private bank, down and restore the constitutional money. Gotta take a break. We'll be right back. Gene, if you'll stay with me for just a few more minutes, I've got a couple of more things I want to cover with you.
I'll be glad to do so, Clay.
Yes, sir.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right. We're back, and Gene, this media bias, I mean, why would the media, even big media, want to support 30 million illegal invaders in here? I mean, basically, that's the way it is. If you run enough Spanish-speaking invaders in here, they gradually can take over, and they vote illegally. They can take over our whole political processes and start controlling state legislatures and our money.
Well, that's true. Yes.
Why would the press, the mainstream press, vote to support something like that unless there is a plan to destabilize this country, to destabilize our Constitution, and to move us into a New World Order or a North American Union, which is, of course, really the plan?
Well, you know, the NAU and the SPP, I think, are real. Other people know more about it than I do. I've decided I have to focus my efforts so it's on illegal immigration, but I will say ahead of time, Clay, that that's probably a microcosm of the macrocosm, the NAU situation.
I said, well, the SPP, I said, Bush, I thought, you know, we all have a tendency to think he was a little stupid, but, man, he just solved that illegal alien problem just like that. They're not illegal aliens anymore. They're just members of the North American community like you and I.
Absolutely.
If our Constitution is put on the back burner.
Well, you know, Clay, I often wonder about these things. I believe there is a kind of among the elite, and these are people who are in governmental ranks, academic ranks, media, and in positions of influence where they are force multipliers for an idea because they can get it out in some way or in some way. I believe there is a general feeling of that we're in a global world. It's a global economy, and that we must think globally, and that as part and parcel of that, we can't think nationally. Now, I disagree, but I was thumbing through a book by Soros the other day. I was standing at the bookstore, Borders, I guess I get a plug there, waiting for a friend to meet me there. And I'm looking at this book by George Soros, and the book basically talked about the new way of thinking and that it was cooperation and not competition. That was the core thought through a couple of the chapters that I was looking through. And, of course, by cooperation, that means giving up some of your sovereignty and sharing the decisions and responsibilities, but mainly decisions and resources, let's face it, with other nations and all. I don't mind doing some of that, but this is all an outgrowth of the UN, which was an outgrowth of the failed League of Nations and the horror that came out of the Second World War, whether it be the rape of Nanking or Dachau or whatever. And so the feeling is that that when nations operate on their own for their own best interest, then the world suffers. Now, I think when nations operate on their best interest, often the world profits because each nation can then take its own path and do its own way. So
that form of thinking, the Soros form of thinking, is nothing new because our founding fathers fought against the New World Order of their day. The mm-hmm. sun never sets on the English Empire.
Yes.
And we are being groomed for the empire now. And Ron Paul talks against it. That's why the media ignores him.
I think that's true. Now, look, let's look at one of the models that are out there, the European Union. I don't see that as a major success, and yet that is a form of what we're talking about here in a more limited range. And it's in a limited range where at least some of the cultural connections are common. But when you go beyond it, if we were talking about a world order in which we shared with every other nation, some of these cultures are quite different from ours. They have their uniquenesses. They have every right to have that culture. I don't object to it. But I'm an American. I'm a very patriotic American, I think. In fact, that's the core driving principle of the Minutemen, I think. But the general media doesn't see any harm in it. And indeed, if you're nationalistic, and that used to be a nice word. I mean,
it is.
Not anymore in many ways. But if you're nationalistic, you're derided then by the media. So
with me, it's real simple. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, when I was 17 years old.
Yeah, sure.
There wasn't an expiration date on that.
That's exactly right.
And speaking of the European Union, I just have to give you this very quickly here. The latest candidate of the Rogues Gallery for London's East End. I mean, this is a place that's notorious for its criminals, you know, like Jack the Ripper and the Craig Twins. The latest in Rogues Gallery is a 63-year-old woman named Janet Devers. She runs a vegetable stall on the Ridley Road Market, mm-hmm. and her crime is selling goods only by the pound and by the ounce.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She faces 13 criminal charges stemming from not selling her produce by the kilogram and the gram.
Okay.
She stands accused of breaking a European Union instigated rule that countries must use metric measures to standardize trade.
Clay, I'm going to have to run from you now.
All right. Listen, I would like to talk to you again, Gene, because I've got some questions about the Minutemen cooperating with Free American.
Clay, call me later in the week, and we'll set up a time, okay?
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
And I'll open up the phone lines to take your calls. I didn't get to talk to him as much as I would have liked to. I'd like to know why the Minutemen aren't more interested in supporting and using the Free American to get their message out. But maybe we'll be able to find out that some other time. And I number here 800. 313-9443. If you'd like to talk, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. And, you know, I've talked about this before. We're following the model of the European Union, and really that's following the model of the Soviet Union, bringing a small bunch of small countries together with a centralized government and regional planning, which is about plank number 8 on the Communist Manifesto. It shows in the Free American, which is, by the way, the only magazine that is covering all the issues, not just being centralized. I have no problem with the Minutemen doing what they do, focusing their attention, but there are other issues that we need to know, that we need to know about. And, Carrie, do we still, do we have, is, we got Richie on?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Well, Richie, call back in if you'd like to talk to me. We've got more issues. We've got, in the one, in the issue before last of the, Free American, we, pointed out in an article by Paul Craig Roberts that, one in every 32 Americans is in prison right now, even as we speak. In prison, on parole, or on probation. And there are cops out there that are now saying we need to legalize drugs. After nearly four decades of fueling the U.S. policy of a war on drugs with over $1 trillion tax dollars and 37 million arrests for nonviolent drug offenses, our confined population has quadrupled, making building prisons the fastest-growing industry in the United States. More than 2.2 million of our citizens are currently incarcerated, and every year we arrest an additional 1.9 million more, guaranteeing those prisons will be bursting at their seams. Every year we choose to continue this war will cost U.S. taxpayers another $69 billion. Despite all the lives that we have destroyed and all the money so ill spent, today's illicit drugs are cheaper, more potent, and far easier to get than they were 35 years ago at the beginning of the war on drugs. Meanwhile, people continue dying on the streets while drug barons and terrorists continue to grow richer than ever before. We would suggest that this scenario must be the very definition of failed public policy. This madness must cease. And by the way, this article is coming to you from LEAP, from law enforcement. The stated goals of current U.S. drug policy, reducing crime, drug addiction, and juvenile drug use, have not been achieved. Even after nearly four decades of a policy of war on drugs, this policy, fueled by over $1 trillion of our tax dollars, has had little or no effect on the levels of drug addiction among our fellow citizens, but instead has resulted in a tremendous increase in crime in the numbers of Americans in our prisons and jails, with 4.6 of the world's population. America today has 22.5% of the world's prisoners. Land of the free, huh? I thought about this story when I was watching the Super Bowl and heard them singing the national anthem. After all of that time, after all of the destroyed lives, and after all of the wasted resources, prohibited drugs, stronger, cheaper, easier to get than they were 35 years ago. With this in mind, we current and former members of law enforcement have created a drug policy reform movement called LEAP. We believe that to save lives and lower the rates of disease, crime, and addiction, as well as to conserve tax dollars, we must end drug prohibition. LEAP believes that a system of regulation and control of production and distribution would be far more effective and ethical than one of prohibition. We can do this in hopes that we in law enforcement can regain the public's respect and trust, which have been greatly diminished by our involvement in imposing drug prohibition. You don't have to be a cop to join LEAP. find out more about us, reading some of the articles in our publication section, by watching and listening to some of our multimedia clips. You can also learn about the men and women who speak for LEAP and see what we have on the calendar in the near future. And we're going to do that. I'm going to look at them. And but let me also do this. We were talking about the Minutemen on here, and we were talking about John McCain, and I think I ought to let's see about that. Here's John McCain being asked about Juan Hernandez in Florida.
Right, and as a Irish attorney, my parents and my grandparents both came here to be immigrants and to recognize what was so special about America. I so much want to vote for you. I have one concern. You're the straight talk from the voters here.
She is talking to John McCain. This is at a large conference in Florida. This is taken in a big hall, so the sound may not be too clear, but just to listen.
It is. You have an outreach, Hispanic outreach person on your staff, Juan Hernandez. And he has said that he understands why Social Security numbers are stolen, because we don't allow the immigrants to get their own. So it's okay for him that we steal other Americans' Social Security numbers. He also has written a book called The New Pioneers about comparing illegal immigrants, not legal immigrants, to become our new pioneers. I wonder if you agree with this policy. If so, explain it to me. And if not, why is he on your staff?
My staff, because he supports my policies and my proposals and my legislative proposal to secure the borders first, that no one will receive Social Security benefits who is in this country illegally. I don't know what his previous positions or other positions are, but he supports mine. I have nothing to do with his. And he has volunteered to help me with outreach to our Hispanic citizenry, as others have reached, as I outreach to every citizen in America. I've made it very clear my position on immigration, I'm very clear on my position on Social Security, and of course I am grateful that we have so many people who came from Ireland to the United States of America, and anybody else who can come here legally under the right system, and that's the only system that I would ever support. And I have no idea that I will check into the information you've given me. But I want to promise you, I will secure our borders. I will not allow anyone to come here illegally. I will not allow anyone to receive Social Security or any other benefit because they have come here illegally and broken our laws.
Well, there you go. That's John McCain justifying his hiring of this guy that wants wants to see illegal here. And, well, maybe we need to know a little bit more about John McCain. Maybe. We've got pictures here of John McCain embracing Mai Vanon, who was in the jeering crowd that pulled McCain from Hanoi's Trubach Lake in 1967. The mob bayoneted McCain in the foot and smashed his shoulder with a rifle butt. And this is a recent picture of John McCain embracing Mai Vanon. The past year of the Senate Select Committees, during the past year of the Senate Select Committees on POW and MIA affairs, have been mystified by the rabid actions of the one man on the committee who should be grateful that for the nearly three decades there have been activists in America who refused to let die the issue of the fate of Americans lost and missing in Southeast Asia from the Vietnam War. John McCain of Arizona. None of these senators on the Select Committee have been as vicious in their attacks on the POW/MIA family members and activists than the man behind the mask of war hero, former POW and patriotic United States Senator, not even John Kerry, Democrat of Massachusetts, who went into his job as chairman of the Select Committee with a predisposition that no one was left alive in Southeast Asia, that it was therefore time to put the war behind us and normalize relations with Hanoi, has shown such a bias against those who have fought and kept alive the POW/MIA. Okay, who's my caller? Hello, sir. Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Clay.
How are you?
Going back to this story about the internet cables being cut.
Yes, sir.
I really think it's a big story that's not played out yet.
It's not being covered on normal news sources, I don't think.
You know, here's what makes me suspicious about this. The whole Middle East goes down, all the businesses and everything except for Israel and Iraq.
Yep.
Iraq, we're there, and, you know, half the country doesn't even have electric, and it's right in the middle of a war, but their internet stays up. That's suspicious to me. And, at first, they come out with this dummy story about ships dragging anchors across the cables, but
ships just run that area all the time with their anchors dropped.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. Now, what ship drives around with their anchor down? But then Egypt, I guess they had a video camera on one of these sites for 12 hours before the incident and 12 hours after, and they said there was no ship traffic at all in that area. So that makes me believe either there was frogmen down there and did this, or something else happened there. But boy, this is real suspicious. I think it's some type of internet blackout before a military event, or it's a way to stop a world economic collapse that's about to happen. And nobody will be able to take their money out of banks and this and that. And it's got to be something big like that. There's something fishy going on here, because four cables being cut like that just doesn't add up.
I certainly believe there's a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I think that is simply a way to keep the people over there from communicating, especially with us, to let us know what's really happening.
I think so too. See,
and,
I read
this is backed up here. Egypt says no ships were present when the two marine cables carrying much of the Middle East internet traffic were severed. That comes from the Egypt Ministry of Communications on Sunday, contrary to earlier speculation.
That's correct.
And
story at the end of last week after the first incident. I was reading a story on the internet where it said, now this could have been an old story, but I don't think it was, where Iran was about ready to open what they called an oil bourse, which is like an oil exchange, almost like a Wall Street for oil. And it was a brand new place on this island over by Iran, and they was about to open that up, and that was supposed to severely hurt the dollar, maybe it's related to something like that, or maybe that was an old story. I'm not sure. I looked for it all morning this morning, and the story's gone. So that was a little suspicious too, but I don't know. I think it's something big.
Well, the Israel has is still pushing for a first strike, and they're pushing for nuclear strikes. I mean, my God, why would we're not involved in a war here? Why would we want a preemptive nuclear strike?
My God, that'd be big trouble, wouldn't it?
Well, it would certainly bring out other countries like China, like Russia, to stand up against it.
And maybe that's why Russia's been holding military exercises in the Atlantic. You know, I don't know. Maybe all this stuff is related.
Well, the Russian people were never our enemies, but the people that run the Russian governments certainly were. And they were as cruel to their own people as they would have been to us if we had been in a war with them.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the Soviet Union. I mean, they killed 50 million white Russians. Why don't we talk about that? Why don't the press talk about that?
Yeah.
How come we don't have Holocaust museums for them?
There's a lot of truth being covered up.
And, you know, this other story that I'm talking about, I think this all relates. We've got 25% of the world's prisoners in America, and we only have a small percentage of the world's population. Got to take a break here. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. This is Sarah. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back, and let's go to Jim from Arkansas. Hello, Jim.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, sir.
Great. I've got a couple of bits of information to pass on regarding the cable cutting incident.
Okay.
One is called Operation Ivy Bells. This is reading this or seeing this on military.com website. Perhaps some of your listeners could go to the military.com and do a search on Operation Ivy Bells. This was something that was going on in the 70s. Apparently, the gist of it is that an underground cable, undersea cable, in what used by the Soviets was tapped by the American Navy. So this was tapped in order to intercept communications. That's one thing. And then the other thing was another article on, this is called wakeupfromyourslumber.com. It's called Cable Cutting in Preparation for War, the Historical Precedent. And I thought that was also a very good article that your listeners might want to look at. This is talking about how, this has been done before, cable cutting in preparation for conflict. So,
well, that takes down a lot of communications. It takes away. Then we can control, or Israel can control what those people hear. And if they can't check it off on the internet, I mean, imagine what would happen here if somebody was planning an attack on us, and then suddenly all of our internet communications went down.
Yeah, this is definitely something that would be needed.
What was the name of that second article, Jim?
The second one is called "Cable Cutting in Preparation for War." Excuse me, the historical precedent.
Yeah, where was that located?
That's on wakeupfromyourslumber.com/node/5566.
Node, NODE.
Right.
Wake up from your slumber, yeah. Well, we've been trying to wake Americans up for a number of years. We'll keep trying here. All right.
I'm going to hang up and listen online. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dave from Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I just wanted to make one comment in reference to John McCain. I've never heard it said before, but it's pretty much my slogan. John McCain was either tortured too much or not enough. And I say that because he either doesn't get it, or on the other hand, he got it and he doesn't have the ability for cognitive reasoning to understand what illegal immigration will do to the United States. So either way, he's unfit. Now, let me say on top of that, furthermore, we don't dishonor his service. I honor everyone's service who has served this nation in honor. But the fact that he has done that doesn't give him a pass on giving away the United States of America.
No, it doesn't get. But all of our congressmen up there, and many of our senators are pretty much doing the same thing. 400 of the congressmen voted for 1955 Domestic Terrorist Act, and as if 2.2 million Americans aren't enough to supply the prison industry, and I think they're going to start farming us out overseas in work crews as. Just like they used the Jews and the Gypsies and anybody else they could win against the regime in Germany.
Well, I hear the music. So you going to commercial?
Well, it looks like I'm going. I think that's my signal that I'm out of time here. My number here is 888-678-1444, and I'll cover more about John McCain in my second hour on Blog Talk. And you can hear that on freeamerican.com. Appreciate it. Thank you for your call.